VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. A White House official says President Donald Trump plans to inform Congress Friday of his decision to release a classified memo alleging that top law enforcement officials were biased against the president. Speaker of the House Paul Ryan justified the memo's release on Thursday.
And if American civil liberties were abused, then that needs to come to light so that that doesn't happen again.
Democrats and other critics say the memo selectively uses classified intelligence to allege the Russia investigation is affected by political bias. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani said the Taliban's base is in Pakistan and asked Pakistan to take action to prevent further attacks by the militants on Afghan territory.
We are waiting for action. Words and processes are all writings on paper. The people of Afghanistan expect action, clear and specific action.
In a televised speech to the nation flanked by Islamic clerics Friday, Ghani also urged Taliban insurgents who wanted to talk peace with the government to separate themselves from those who only want to fight. A month after Indonesia's constitutional court rejected a petition to ban gay and extramarital sex, the country's parliament is poised to pass revisions to the nation's criminal code that would criminalize extramarital and gay sex. Civil liberties and activists are extremely concerned that the bylaws will increase raids and vigilantism, overcrowd prisons, and further persecute Indonesia's LGBT community. Indonesia is officially a multi-religious state and has long avoided explicit Islamic law and in its federal laws. This is VOA News. A Kenyan lawyer present at the symbolic swearing-in of opposition leader Raila Odinga was arrested Friday. Jeff Custer has that story.
Miguna Miguna was taken from his Nairobi home before dawn to a police station. An Odinga ally, Miguna has declared himself a leader of the opposition's National Resistance Movement, which the government this week declared a criminal group. Miguna had stood beside Odinga on Tuesday at the symbolic presidential inauguration, which the government has called an illegal act that put at risk the lives of thousands of Kenyans. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Fidel Castro Diaz-Balart, the eldest son of the late Cuban revolutionary leader, has committed suicide after months of treatment for depression. Lucy Fielder has more.
He resembled his Cuban revolutionary father so much that they called him Fidelito, had the highest public profile of all Castro's children. He was a multilingual nuclear physicist who studied in the Soviet Union and headed Cuba's national nuclear program. His maternal relatives became some of Castro's most bitter enemies in the Cuban-American exile community. He counted a U.S. representative and former U.S. congressman among his cousins.
Reporter Lucy Fielder. 18 people were injured, three seriously, after a vehicle caught fire and mounted the pavement in a busy part of central Shanghai and plowed into pedestrians. Xu Xin saw the accident. He said that the van lost control and hit a fence, then knocked down people, then the vehicle caught fire. According to a preliminary police investigation, the fire was caused by a 40-year-old driver, surnamed Chen, who was smoking a cigarette inside the vehicle. Chen is suspected of illegally transporting dangerous substances. Many nations, including the United States, Canada, and several European countries, as well as top United Nations and EU officials, are among those calling for the release of Reuters journalists Walon and Jossa Wu from detention in Myanmar. The reporters were arrested on December 12th after being invited to meet police officials on the outskirts of Yangon and accused of violating Myanmar's Official Secrets Act. They had worked on stories about a military crackdown in the Rakhine State. February 2nd marks Groundhog Day, when traditionally a Pennsylvania groundhog known as Punxsutawney Phil makes an appearance above ground near the cozy tree stump he calls home. Legend has it that if he sees his shadow, North America is in for six more weeks of winter, and if not, spring will arrive soon. Here's today's forecast.
So here is my forecast, not lead, but solid gold. I see my royal shadow, six more weeks of winter to go.
Punxsutawney Phil is the most famous of the furry prognosticators. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.